So we are on the bottom of Resh Heim and Aleph, middle of Hechel Shabbos, middle of Simen Shin Nun Gimel. Dini Zizin B'Shus Rab, the Halacha of ledges in the public domain, and Sivteis. Says Vachab Ziz. Dahainu, what is a Ziz? Da'af HaBoyle Ben HaKoysel. It's like a board that's protruding from the wall of Shus Rab into the street. Lamala, as we continue Domen Beis, to page 410, Ma'asar, above 10 Tvachim. And has dimensions of 4x4 tvach, and the window of the house is open to it, call either porch or window ledge, a windowsill. And so then Mishnah Shalav, so you can utilize the area over there. If there were two ledges, one beneath the other one, they belong to two different people. Even though both of them above 10 tefachim, if you have by the upper ledge, well, actually, the Dirshu has a picture to show. Dirshu number four, you see the window. So you have like this board. It's like a windowsill or porch. It could be either one. But it's protruding on the wall above 10 tefachim. It's 4x4 tefachim. And the window of the house is open to that. So he said that you could utilize the area over there. Now the Mechab is talking about if you have these two zizim, so you have dish number five, that shows you have one beneath the other one. So like an apartment building or whatever, two-story home, and you have that one beneath the other one. And v'him shashnei nashim, they belong to two people. So api shashnei l'mal masar, that's what it's showing, even though both are above 10 tefachim on the ground. And yesh beziz elyon, shalofnei achaloyim, if you have by the upper ledge that's in front of the window, Rechav Arba al Arba, width by 4x4 Tfachim, also Lishnah Mashallah, you're not allowed to utilize that ledge. Why? Because it's its own domain. And the ledge beneath it is a different domain. But they actually make a forbidden one on the other. Now, if the upper one does not have 4 Tfachim, the lower one does not have 4 tefachim. Then you could utilize both of them and on the whole wall. Up until the lower 10 tefachim. Let's say the lower one had 4 tefachim. An upper one does not have 4 tefachim, as Dishur 6 shows the picture. The bottom one has a larger ledge and the upper one is less than 4 tefachim. Then you cannot use the upper one, only opposite the window itself. But the rest of the ledge, that's on two sides of the window, has been to utilize, because the one beneath it, which separates the domain for itself. So what does this mean? It says in Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kut and Zayin. So if you have this ledge, which is a board that's sticking out from the wall, L'Rishus HaRabim, so he says, Nakal Rishus Ram Ravus, he says, this that we're saying that it sticks out to the street is a chiddush. Tafil Rishus Ram Mutta, that meaning even for Rishus Ram it's going to be permitted, because the Im Rishus Ram type is a Mal Masar. As I've said many times in the past, the street, if it is Rishus Ram, does not hold up beyond 10 tefachim of ear space. So, since above 10 tefachim, it's not a problem. Choshka, all the more so, but Rishus Karmel, obviously, if it opens up to domain, which is generally the case to Karmel, the Shari that would be permitted. That's the difference between the Rishus Ram and Karmelis. In Litnil of Kalim, putting vessels on the Chainish Bar Medivalas that don't break when they fall down, that you might come to pick it up. For that, there's going to be a difference. But Akaban, for here, it's just added as a Chiddush. Simchat and Chas. So you have this windowsill or porch that's sticking out from the wall of Rishus Ram, Lamala Masar, above 10 Tfach. But let me be enough to tell you, Moya Chaloy Pesuach Loy, Besamach Laziz. That if the window that's open to it near the ledge, within 3 tefachim, for sure you'll have to utilize on the ledge from within the window, litna lav to put on it, valitol mimena to take from it, then it's considered as the crevices of rishus hayachid, and that we've mentioned many times from the beginning of chelik dal, rishus hayachid, I mean, there has halacha like rishus hayachid. Ella, rather, but even if the window was very far from this ledge, from Beacon, even so, Mutlish Tamasal Aziz, you're allowed to utilize on this ledge, because the Chol Shuhu, Lamala Masar, because anything that's above 10 Tfachim, has really come up to us, considered like an exempt area. Which Ashar Tzinaizvav says, is the Maskana of Lamagoyan at the end of the Simon, and also Simon Shemim Hesef Tezain, based on Shitzer Rambam and Rashi, Tezain Rashba, not like the way the Shulchan Aruch says some of the in Sif Tezain. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah further, Mashma Mistima Sachabana, it sounds like from the stima from the unspecific wording in the Mechaber, if the ledge was beneath 10 tefachim, so you have sometimes a first floor apartment with a windowsill, even if the window of the house is pesuch, is open with besamach near it, b'tech shloisha with the 3 tefachim, even so, you would not be allowed to utilize the area on the windowsill. Which the Sharatina Zain says that's also the Maskar and the Grand at the end of the Simon, which he goes, Lashatas, the Simon, the Maze of Dal. And also, there is a Klein Nalik Magadvam that he holds that the Chayrin, the crevices, Hamavalashan, that are open up to Lashasa Yachin, even beneath Tent Vacham, is Lashasa Yachin. Look over there. And that's the reason he says that I quote over here, and also, the Rabbi is a Klein like this, Nim Nachl Tzidak, but there, and also, the Simchaim, it says, and even according to what we quoted over there, the opinion of the place regarding this, that there are those who hold like the Magadvam. Even so, in our situation, many agree to Isser, looking at the Isser, Primogadim, and the Nar Shalom, and Taisha. Shabbos, which the Dirsha 7 brings, that they bring different reasons. Even though arise, that even though we consider that the ledge as the crevices of Rishas Yachid regarding someone that throws Rishas Rabbim on it to be Chayiv, however, you're not allowed to utilize from Rishas Yachid on the ledge because when the ledge is beneath Tent Vachim, it's considered like parts, like breach, Lamakama Asr, which is because it's open to Rishas Rabbim from all three sides. Rabbi Chazanish writes that the reason why the Isra of Nifet to be Malu to Makam Asr is because it's lacking a place of Mechitzis. According to his words, you wouldn't make it from Ben Macharish Yachim because of Hasar Mechitzis, because the crevices don't need Mechitzis. It's just that in the words of Maralach, you see that the reason for the Isra of Nifet to Makam Asr is because you get the Chumach were concerned you might come to carry also beyond the place. That would apply also by Chayr. And that way, you see in the words of Nevanois and Erevin regarding a roof that protrudes. From the Gondomer, it's named Nar Shalom. That Aziz, alleged is not similar to a Chayr, because it's standing in the ear space of Rishas Rabbim, and the public has rights in it, and that's the reason also written in the Taisa Shabbat. So says the Mishnah Berurah further, he says that, so, what vahatam, what's the reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, that if it's beneath 10 tefachim, it's forbidden, the kimin shu b'teich hasar, since within 10 tefachim, nech yam l'bnei Rishas Rabbim l'shtamash al Aziz. So the people in the street could also utilize the area of the ledge, of the windowsill, but we can't consider it as chayri, as the crevices of Rishas Yachad, rather as a karmelis. And the vassal is tamashal, you now utilize that windowsill in your ground floor apartment, if it's within Ted Fachim, leitna love, leitna menu, to put on it and to take from it, whether from the street, whether from the window. Sivkot and Tess. So, going back to the halacha that Mechaber was saying, so if you have this windowsill that's sticking out from the wall to Rishas Rabbim above 10 tefachim, and the Yesh Ma'abar al-Bah, and it has a dimension of 4x4 tefachim, now it says, L'fim HaShem Pasik Mechaber Siv Gimel. According to Mechaber Paskins, and the next Siv, when these are vessels that don't break, Aser, then you're forbidden to utilize the windowsill, Shem Yipo, because it might fall. Vos let your Mishas Rabbim, and you might come to carry from Rishas Rabbim. So obviously here we're talking about became Shisha Bal Din for Lassen, that they're gonna break when they fall. If that's the case, then maybe there was not 4x4. Shamata Shimul Mendan, that even though it's common that it could fall from it, you should still be allowed to utilize the area. Says Mishmu Vishlam, you can say in the pushing it that the Nakar Abal Ba, the reason why I picked 4x4, from the Messiah, because we conclude that the window is open to it, then you could utilize this windowsill. Now, if the ledge is not by 4x4, then you don't even need to have that the window is open to it. Then we'll do Malkum Truk, it's exempt area. And then all situations permitted to utilize on it. Because if the window is open, then it would be like Chayrish or Sayachit. Then you need 4x4. Which the Sharatzin Ais Tess says, this is also. From the going, look over there. It's difficult because when the going is going according to Shitzer Amberg on this, according to Turd, it makes sense anyway, like he writes himself, and according to Rambam, even when it's 4x4, you don't need to have the window open to it, like he himself writes at the end of the sim, that according to Rambam, you don't need to have the window in front of the ledge. So it's a little bit difficult. Why has to be Dal al Dal? Sivkot and Yud. Now, we said, let's say you have these two windowsills, one below the other one, like the Dirshu 5 brought the picture. And Sivkan Yud, Behem Shal Bechulu, they belong to two different people. So he said, even though it's above 10 Tvachim, if you have the upper ledge in front of the window, 4x4, you're not allowed to utilize that area. So says Mishbura Avul Shel Ish Echad, but if it belonged to one person, Shari, it's permitted. It's one apartment. The mir biyachad to meet the air together. For the shoshnei and nashim shoyin, then says people come even with two people, it's going to be permitted. Sivkot nudal. So he said that if you have the upper windowsill in front of the window, or with 4x4, asal ishtamish, you're not allowed to utilize that ledge. Because you said, because it's a rishus, but from the atzmai, and the ziz that's beneath it is a different rishus, and they make it forbidden one on the other. So he said, Dafka became shabbos b'techa bais. This is specifically vessels that took up the Shabbos residence inside the house. But if bein ishmashas, these, let's say, flower pots, or whatever they were, on the ledge, Mutl told them, then you let her move it from one ledge to the other one, which tradition 9 brings, that the reason is because since the ledge has halacha like a chatzar, not like a bayis, later on, submission 9 bays, that the issue to move kelim from the chatzal chatzar, when you didn't make an air between them, is only kelim that were banish mushes in the houses and not vessels that were in the chatzars. So then it would be permitted to move it from one to the other. Sivkot yud bays. But, barring that, the bottom one is a different shos, and therefore they make it forbidden ze al ze. Right, so what it means to say is, bein elyon and bein atachnum are the upper ledge or the lower ledge, but lavush make a batachnum, but lavush is lenient regarding the low one, which the Dirshu Tem brings that he writes over there the reason, because the lower ledge is the reshus ha-yachad that goes up till the roof, till the sky, and therefore makes it forbidden on the upper one. But the upper one doesn't make it forbidden on the bottom one, because you don't have the reshus of the ziz of the elyon going downwards. But the low one, it goes up. So therefore that's like, it's in its reshus. Even if the low one does not have four, gamkin oisruna elu alelu, still they make it forbidden one on the other. That's how it is in Avodah Zarah.
So cutting Yud Gimel, so Mechaba said, if the bottom one had four and the upper one did not have four, you cannot use the upper one. Only opposite the Ella. So cutting Yud Gimel, can they get chaloyin bovat? Just opposite the window, because that's like the corner of the window, and it's expanding. So therefore, that'll be permitted. But the rest of the ledge that's on the two sides of the window, that's forbidden to utilize, because the one that's beneath it, that cuts a domain for itself. So by default, then you're not allowed to utilize those to the lower ledge, because they make a forbidden one and the other, cannot, like we mentioned before. Well, that's Lavusha. Now, according to Lavusha that we mentioned, the bottom one that's permitted, as we said in the previous one, for sure, over here. Siv Gimel says the Mechaba, Kol ziz ayitze al av Shusram, every ledge that goes out in the airspace of the Shusram, Shemut l'shtamash lov, that you're allowed to utilize on it, k'shemishtamash, but when you do utilize it, ain't nice no love, but ain't nice, man, you're not allowed to put on it or take from it, el klicheres, only earthenware vessels, chuches, or glass vessels, okay, some similar things, shemib l'shuzram, yishav, that if they fall into the street, they're going to break. Of a shark in, but other vessels are sumra forbidden. Shem yipulush is ram yivim, because you might fall into the street, you might come to bring it. Hagas says drama, but davka is a kiyitz, but now that's specifically a ledge or something like that. Davar rachav kagag, but something wide like a roof. Shem mishdamish imit shem imakli, that whoever is utilizing stands there with the vessel. Mutlush damish b'chalakim, then you're allowed to utilize all vessels. That's what he says in the name of the Ritva. Says the Mechaba further. Vimhoy says ech levadoi. Yoytel Aver Kamalis, if it was just one ledge itself going out in the airspace of a Kamalis, Kosher Gavoy Asar, whatever is 10 Tvachim, it's always going to be permitted. Ben Yochel, Ben Katsu, whether wide, whether narrow, if it came, even vessels that don't break, Shle Gozab Kamalis, because they did not make a Xer by a Kamalis. Says the Mishpur Sivkot and Tezvav, Mechaber said, Kol Ziz Vachulu, any ledge that goes out in the airspace of Shosham, you're allowed to utilize it, but it has to be a specific type of vessel. Hain Ben Chu Rachav Abar Aloy, whether it's 4 Tvachim wide or not, Sivkot and Tezain, and Mechaber ended off, if just one ledge going on the airspace of a Kamalis, Kosher as long as 10 tefachim high, it's always going to be permitted, whether narrow or wide, because the shama over there ain't ever kamalus typhus. The airspace of the kamalus does not grab further than 10 tefachim. But canal like I said, the submission hayes of yitzchak. So kach mutlash tamish alav derech chlein to be allowed to utilize on it by the way of the window. Aval mat masar, but beneath 10 tefachim, I've become into mishasiyach lekamalus. It's like carrying out from mishasiyachid to a kamalus. Be'alocha and the be'maskel mechalena bais besuach loy. Mechaba said that if you have a ledge that's above 10 tefachim and it's 4x4 and the window of the house is open to it, you could utilize it. So he said, look at the agra that's how the Torah writes according to his sheet and the submission of Hesef Tezayin. But what it means to say is that, but according to the Rambam and other paiskim that they bring at the end of the simon, even if the ledge is not opposite the window, because since the Ma'al Masar Tefachim is not included in Karmelis, rather it's included in Mokum as a Mokum tour. And therefore, it's permitted to put on it from Shazram also, as written Yishalmi, as written Tais and Ervin, that pay test. And the Vimaskal, Be'elgin Imbar Abba, the Mechaber said in that that if, let's say, the low one was for Tvachim, and the up one is not for Tvachim, you cannot utilize the up one, only opposite the window. So it says, Berlach, it appears to me that what it means to say is that it doesn't have four on its own, but in combination with the window, it does have four. And therefore, it's forbidden in the two sides of the window, like other ledges that have four. And this, to permit opposite the window, is because, like, it's like the crevice is the window, because if it doesn't have four, even through the combination with the window, then it's permitted to utilize in the whole wall. That's what brought explicitly in the Gemara, in the Teretz of Abaye, and that's obvious in Magen Mishnah, that it doesn't change the gears according to the Rambam, only in the question of the Gemara of Hechadami, look over there, but in the Teretz of Abaye, that doesn't change anything. The Masch with Dafkes is, the Rambam says, specifically a ledge or something like that, but if it's something wide, like a roof, then you're allowed to utilize all vessels, because by Ziz, presumably it's not wide, and so who's utilizing it is not standing there with the vessel, and the Chacham did not differentiate. That even if the ledge was wide, it's still forbidden, and the roof also didn't differentiate. That even if the width was only 4 Tvachim, it's also permitted to utilize it in all types of vessels, and that's obviously in the Ritva, which is brought in Beis Yesim. Then Masch ben Rechem and Katzid, Mechaber said, if the ledge itself was the only thing going on in the airspace of Carmelis, as long as 10 Tvachim high, it's always permitted, whether it's wide or narrow. Now, according to what the Mechaber paskins from the beginning, that also when it goes out to the airspace of Rosh Hashanah, it's permitted whether narrow or wide. And the Ikar Chedesh is that over here it's permitted even by vessels that don't break. And the truth is that this halacha is from Lashon HaRashba, and he holds over there, like the Pinna Taisis, that when it's narrow, it is forbidden to Rosh Hashanah by vessels that don't break. And he's saying that, but by a Carmelis, it's going to be permitted. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 8. Tradition number 14. Here the Be'er Lacha writes Nem the Vilna Goyin that since above 10 Tvachim, it's not included Kamas, rather it's Makom Tur. If you look at the Be'er Agra, he handles to be leaning for another reason, that according to Shiz Rambam, the ledge is considered the Rishus Yochid, even when it's far away from the window. And look also in his words in Shimim Hei, that he brings the words of Tais in the Mirushami, that's Makom Tur, and the words of Be'alacha here would seem that he holds the Alacha like that reason, and therefore it's Mitzayim to the words of Yerushami. Where you see over here that he passes like the pin of the Vilna Goyin, that even if the ledge is 4 Tvachim wide, it's considered the Makom Tur, not in the Be'alacha, and Simim Shimim Hei, Sephtez Zayin, to Maskel Gaga Bailid, regarding a roof that's protruding, he passes Lehakel to be lenient only when it sticks out less than 4 Tvachim. Dishu number 8. Regarding this halacha, that the ledges make it forbidden one on the other, the Goyin Yaakov in Ervin of Tzadiches writes that it's logical that that's dafka if they're near each other within 10 tefachim. Then it's considered as if the Rishuyas are open one to the other. Also, Lech Mishnah writes that the Shitza Rashba, that the ledges don't make it forbidden one on the other only when one is above the other one. But from the words of Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch over here, it's obvious that also even if they're not one opposite the other, they make them forbidden. And he asked Lashitasam, according to their Shita, why is the Rishus of the lower ledge or the upper one extended even not opposite the other one? And the answer that since that the ledges are not surrounded with walls, it's considered that any ledge that's open to the Rishus of the other ledge, even if it's not one at the opposite the other one, is open to that one. And he concludes that this is all really a great wonder. Dish number 9, the reason that we said, but if we're Shabbos Ben Hashmash on the Ziz, it's permitted to move from the Ziz to the Chaveri, we said this because the Ziz has a lecha like a chatzah, not like a bias. Dish number 10, we said the Lepush is leaning by the low one, and he writes over there, the reason is because the lower ledge is the Rosh Hashanah that goes up, like we said, to the sky, and if it makes it forbidden on the upper one, but the upper one does not make it forbidden on the low one, because we don't say that the upper ledge goes downwards. Dish number 11, even though a ledge that doesn't have four tefachim is not considered as a rishus, rather only as a makom tur, and Machlokes Tzadikim writes, still, since one of the ledges is considered as a rishus, chomer geizer, that also the second ledge should be considered as a rishus, and they would make a forbidden one on the other. Dish number 12, this is what we said, Lepush should make up regarding this. His reason is because since you don't have one of them that has four tefachim, it's not considered as a rishus, comes out, you don't have two rishus, and therefore they're both going to be permitted.